بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar, the poetry of Arif Billah Rumi, Waqt Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Mona Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Ya Jibal Al Haram, Ya Jibal Al Haram.
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, Ya Jibal Al Haram, يا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم. ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم, اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم. کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم, آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم. جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم, رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم. جن کی صدقے میں مسلم وہ مؤمن ہے ہم, آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا, آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا. امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم, ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں, ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں. بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا. او مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباد الذين اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has presented beautifully in poetic form, which show us that when we learn from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to become the close friends of Allah, and everything that is attached to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala becomes so beloved to a person, and that is the sign of reality of life, then a person will find that deen is the most enjoyable. And that deen that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as now it is the Muslim of Hajj, and beautifully rendered by Maulana Zubair sahab, that Hazrat is teaching us what should be a person's focus when you are going to Hajj. First of all, a person should be preparing from long ago that how we should be going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how our focus should be on nothing but only Allah Rabbul Izzat and everything that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains that when you coming close to Haram Sharif already on the road, the first thing that a person generally eyes used to fall on, that is the mountains of Haram Sharif. So Hazrat addresses so beautifully and honorably the mountains of Haram Sharif. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. That O mountains of Haram, O mountains of Haram, we can't explain your honor, that you are those places where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak footsteps, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and you are right, so to say, the neighbors of Kaaba Sharif. So just being in the precincts of the greatest house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how honorable the mountains are, then we can we imagine everything else. So when a haji is focused, then nothing of this dunya will attract him, far from reality that he will think that I must take a photo here or photo there. He'll always be concerned and worried that who is calling me, who has given me this grand honorable invitation. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special favor and kindness upon us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is focused, then a person, whatever you will see, all those things that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously that connection we learn from our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we learn from our shaykh and our mashayikh. So through this line, then a person will be focused when going for Hajj, Umrah, any opportunity, and even if we are not going bodily, but our minds, our hearts should be now connected to Kaaba Sharif, to Rozai Park, and think of the sacrifices our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to pull the ummah out of darkness and give us this noor of iman and make us see with the eyes of the heart, and then a person sees reality. So Hazrat addressing the mountains of Haram Sharif, beautifully addressing them, Meri nazro me tum ho bare muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O mountains of Haram Sharif, in my eyes, you are very, very honorable. What position you have got, Allah has kept you. And generally, the mountains of Haram Sharif are burned black with the heat of Makkah Sharif, which shows outwardly that a person is not attracted there to the dunya. There you are focused fully upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think of the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what difficulty and what pain Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through to take out the ummah that was lost in darkness. And today we are living in that time that we are in sophisticated darkness, and we don't even realize we are in darkness. And fortunately Allah has granted us these Mubarak majalis of our Shaykh, Mashaykh, to take us out of this darkness and realize. When a person now is properly focused and realize, and that is why it is extremely important that a person learns how to go on this journey for Hajj and keep the right company, stay in the right environment, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't go right to Haram Sharif and we do open gunas. Allah ta'ala save us. Hazrat then explains, when a person now has donned his ihram and is eager now to come to Haram Sharif, Hazrat explains, you keep your gazes down, the first sight in Haram Sharif, on Kaaba Sharif, already you will be shocked. Am I standing on the ground, or is this the reality that Allah Ta'ala has brought me here? Or is this is my dream, and this is everybody's dream, that Allah take us to your Mubarak home, and let us be drowned in your Rahmat, and let us be drowned in Hidayat. But if a person is not focused, then everything else, Allah save us, will attract us, the outward buildings, etc. And Hazrat says, as you're making your tawaf, and now you are desiring that I want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat teaches us here, ye du'ai haram, lazzati multazam, ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. And see, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't only desire the best for themselves, but for the whole ummah. That Hazrat is teaching us the climax and the enjoyment of tawaf is now when Allah Ta'ala grants you the opportunity to be right at Multazam. The place between Hajar-e-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif, where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, surrendered, so to say, lifted their hands and put their chest on the Kaaba Sharif and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua. Abi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for the ummah. We should realize that is the best place to make dua, but obviously keep in mind the crowds, etc. A person should not be pushing from wherever in any case. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept our dua as if we had multazam. Even we can be here and think that we have multazam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everybody this very special great ni'mat. This is such a ni'mat that from the ni'mat of being present at Haram Sharif, then Hazrat says this is a ni'mat which you can't explain. You can't explain the value of being at multazam and making dua that, oh Allah, make me yours and become mine. I am not worth to be even your slave, and I'm your worst slave, Ya Allah. But you have brought me here. It's a sign that you want me. You want me to get connected to you. So, Ya Allah, please, you have brought me here. And Hazrat explains, Ya Khuda hai, faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf-e haram. It is not anybody's own achievement, or neither should a person should think also, it's only my du'as that brought me here. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam. And that Allah Ta'ala has brought in all the hajis. And we see already the Makkah Sharif is full and people are engaged in tawaf all the time. So to say 24 hours tawaf is taking place. And this is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and how everybody is engaged. But if we are not focused, it will be just that we are going round Kaaba Sharif. But when a person is focused and worried, then he'll be concerned, Ya Allah, I'm not worth being accepted, but you have brought me here out of your kindness. So please don't reject me. And we hear over and over the incident of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have to just go as beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 30 years you've been going for Hajj, and every time he puts on his ihram, and he starts his tawaf, and he says, Labbaik, and he hears a voice, La Labbaik. On the 30th occasion, plus minus, that his khadim is what? His assistant. And he also hears the sound, La Labbaik. So he carries on after tawaf, he asks his sheikh, did you hear what I heard? Say, what you heard? Say, I heard La Labbaik, that your presence is not accepted in the court of Allah. So he says, you only heard it today, I'm hearing it for 30 years. He says, then why are you carrying on coming for 30 years over and over? Hazrat beautifully answered that which other door can I go to? So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a sound and said, now all your 30 years Hajj has been accepted. Although it's not worth being accepted. So that is what we have come here to learn, that we're not worth being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should just have to be beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As beautifully the dua of our pious, agar che pur khata hai par kaha jahe, tere bande, tere banda, ba umid e karam, tere haram me aya. Right, we have come at the door of your threshold, Allah, that where else can we go? Who else? Umay yakfiru dhunuba illallah. Who is going to engulf us in your mercy, O Allah? So a person should realize it is only Allah's special favor. And where we learn this, and Hazrat takes us, that on this great journey, a person should never ever forget that we should be making ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those great ni'mats that we have got, and these majalis is only through the special favor and sadqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat takes us now immediately to Rauza-e-Paak. Aagaye samne Rauza-e-Muhtaram. Jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste te hum. That, oh Allah, this eager ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which our hearts are desiring, and so to say, hearts are watering, that when can I be in the presence of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Allah, you brought me here at Rauza-e-Paak. I can't imagine this, and I can't realize the most useless ummati of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Allah, you have brought me in front of Rauza-e-Muhtaram, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made an effort and brought us out of darkness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the light of Iman, of Tawheed. And we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment that keep us firm on Tawheed and strengthen our Iman.
and give us all husn-e khatima and keep us safe, that not we ride at Rauza-e Paak and we forget where we are. So Hazrat is teaching us here beautifully all the adabs, etiquette, and it's so important. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, it shouldn't be the hajj karke aya, abhi hajj seeka nahi. That we made hajj, we came back, and how many hajj? But I didn't even still learn how to make hajj. And like that, hajj is a journey, how we are on our journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beautifully it is said, kafan bardosh ho gayi, abhi tak marna nahi seeka. That our kafans are ready. And any minute we're going to be laying, we're going to be putting on that kafan. And this is a sign we should realize that the haji, he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put all your brains, intelligence, all your whatever you think, your position one side. How Allah ta'ala wants me to come, so to say, outwardly in my kafan. And nobody knows who is the king and who is the slave. Everybody is one on the plains of Arafat. So Allah ta'ala wants us to realize in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah ta'ala knows our reality. That Allah ta'ala out of His mercy cover us and make our satariyat and ghaffariyat, and Allah ta'ala make us amongst His pious servants as we try our best to follow them and imitate them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy hopefully will engulf us. Otherwise, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains in his tafsir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this kuffar of Makkah, despite you have brought hidayah to them and they not told, you know they are stubborn, they don't want to accept, fatawalla anhum, fa'arid anhum, then don't worry, don't let your heart burn over them. You carry on passing on your message of tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they don't have. Their concept of life is only dunya. And Hazrat says, sad condition of myself, I should ponder and think. Thus Allah Ta'ala is addressing with regard to the mushrikeen and with regard to the disbelievers. He says, today we have been overtaken so much with our secular education and all the secular knowledge, etc., that our focus as Muslims is only dunya. And we write there at Kaaba Sharif, we write at Rauza-e Paak, but is our attention towards Akhirat? It shouldn't be that we're living in a dream world, that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, Allah will just engulf us in His mercy. We have to be making sure and begging Allah Ta'ala to turn our direction back towards the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to the way of life that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Ummah, and that's the only way till the day of Qiyamah. And then Hazrat explains that all this, look at the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rahmati do jaha kahe faze atam, jiske sadke mein Muslim wa mu'min hai ham. Today we can't make enough shukr, there's no words. There's no, all our lives, sajdas can never make an iota of shukr that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And this is all through the special favor of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah Ta'ala, who is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, embodiment of mercy for all the universes. And see the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's special favor and what effort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. That we can't imagine that it is only through the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the efforts and special favors and virtues of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that today we sit in this Mubarak gathering and we think of that responder and think. Tahanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, today we don't have time to make muraqabah, to ponder what's going to happen to me in the qabr. What's going to happen when I have to identify my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? He says we have to take out time and make little muraqabah. Take out few minutes in our day at least and see what is going to happen to me. Which minute Malakul Maut will come? Am I ready for that occasion? Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness in this time and age where the fitnas are pouring, Allah Ta'ala didn't leave us in a lurch. We turn towards our mashayikh and following their footsteps, then Hazrat explains, Allah Ta'ala will save us, and it is only through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's great honor and love and Allah Ta'ala's kindness that Allah has chosen us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says here so beautifully, Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat-e-muslima hai jo khairul umam. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhriyat linnas, particularly referring to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had muttered, we were lost in darkness, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the light of our heart, and the noor of Iman penetrated, then we realized, and then we gave our life to be serving the cause of Islam, our life for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what happens, we won't want a thorn to be pricking our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah give us tawfiq to try and make an effort to work in that same direction through the barakat of our Shaykh and Mashayikh who are guiding us all the time. So Hazrat is saying, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khairul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya, Allah ta'ala has given us this great honor that we are the best of ummat. But myself, I have to ponder and think that if I'm the best of ummat, we have to be embodiments of guidance for others, not following in the footsteps of others. As I was that explained, the sad condition where myself ponder and think the ummat have reached, that we also want to imitate the kuffar. They go on their morning walks with their dogs, who is their leaders, and sad today, Muslim women want to go in that direction. Allah save us. And they are following where we got the best of leaders, Sayyidul Anbiya, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we fall into this dirty, filthy way? And we have to be guiding lights for others. Allah ta'ala guide me and all of us, protect our iman, keep us firm and strengthen our iman. And nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make an effort to come back onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make an effort to be punctual at all 5 times salah in the masjid wa jamaat and engage in the zikr of Allah, durood and istighfar. See, Allah ta'ala will establish the Islamic khilafat once again. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you gave us this great honor. Let us not lose our direction. Let us realize who we are, wherever we are, and whichever part of the world. All the time I have to keep my taqwa intact. Allah is with me all the time. Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy. And for that I have to be following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, see, when you come to the house of Allah, first of all, when you come make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see the condition of people. Ye salatine alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir huye gadai haram. People who they think that they are the kings, or they are the prime ministers of this country or that country, or even you can be the king of the whole world. But when you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you put all that one side, and you put on your 2 sheets of ihram, as if you're in your coffin, put your brains also one side, everything, your intelligence, everything. You can even be the imam of the haram. At that time, you have to put on your ihram and come. And Hazrat says, you see all the kings who come, and they come like humble mendicants in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that they forget all their position, and they realize, where are we really following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? And then Hazrat teaches us, yet always make this dua, that whether we are there physically or not, but this should be a yearning of every ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah, Mary Malik, Ye Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, and on our behalf, this dua, ke sun le dua, ho muqaddar mein har saal hai deed-e haram. Oh Allah, we beg you that listen to our plea, that every year give us the honor to be present in Haramain Sharifain. We don't deserve it, but when a person makes dua and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala appoints malaika for the pious people, that people see them making hajj, people see them in tawaf. This is Allah ta'ala's special favor. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring this reality of that we the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us for hidayat, to spread the noor of hidayat again throughout the world. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim, amma ba'd. In the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, just read this chapter regarding Hajj. As Dami Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, Hajj is farz when the conditions therefore are found. In the absence of the necessary conditions, Hajj is nafal. Like Salat, fasting and Zakat, Hajj too is of fundamental importance. It is one of the pillars of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is obligatory upon people to make Hajj of his house for the sake of Allah. It is obligatory on the person who has the means of reaching there. If Hajj has become farz on a person, observance of Salat, fasting and Zakat will not be sufficient for salvation, for Najat. Hajj is a demonstration of love for Allah Ta'ala. The flavor of love which permeates the acts of Hajj distinguishes it from other ibadat. Thus those who have love for Allah Ta'ala will perform Hajj. Even if the love is deficient, it will be strengthened by the engagement in the acts of love which belong to the ibadat of Hajj. Love for Allah Ta'ala established in the heart will solidify one's deen. The presence of love for Allah Ta'ala in the heart establishes one's deen on a firm basis. Hajj is very beneficial for strengthening one's deen. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, making tawaf of Baytullah, walking between Safa and Marwa, and pelting stones at the Jamarat have been ordained for establishing the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. An observer might wonder at the wisdom underlying the tawaf, the running and the pelting, but the Muslim should not be concerned about the wisdoms beneath these acts. Rendering these acts, believing them to be the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and that his remembrance will be grounded in the heart by observing these acts. The relationship of the believer with Allah Ta'ala is strengthened and his love is tested. Without understanding the wisdom of these acts, the Muslim in love with Allah Ta'ala executes them because of the command of Allah Ta'ala. All commands of Allah Ta'ala carried out because of this love. The acts of Hajj are permeated with love. Love overwhelms intelligence regarding the acts of Hajj. Ittiba, bearing the shoulder, ramal, walking with the shoulder swaying in a soldier-like fashion, acts done in Hajj were initiated at the beginning as a display of physical strength when there was kuffar domination over Makkah. However, these practices remained even after Allah Ta'ala destroyed the power of the kuffar and established Islam over Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says in this regard, in spite of the cause of these acts no longer existing, we shall not give them up, for we rendered these acts since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself rendered these acts in Hajjatul Wada' when there was not a single kafir in Makkah Mukarramah. If Hajj was not dominated by the attitude of love, these acts, ittiba, ramal and running, would have been terminated because of already having served their purpose. Hazrat Abis ibn Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu narrates that once Umar radiallahu anhu, after kissing the Hajri Aswad, said, I know you are a stone. You can neither benefit nor harm anyone. If I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would not have not kissed you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kissed the stone merely because he saw Nabi alayhi salam doing so. It was the relationship of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which motivated Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to kiss the Hajri Aswad. And by his statement, Umar radiallahu anhu clarified the Muslims to not regard Hajri Aswad as an object of worship. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his lips on the Hajri Aswad and for a long while remained in the state crying. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, he saw Umar radiallahu anhu also crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, this is indeed an occasion of shedding tears. This too is a demonstration of love. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it is the day of Arafah and all the hujjaj gather, Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, look at my servants, they have come to me from far off, crying to me in the state of forlornness and worry while they are wandering alone in the heat. I make you witness I have forgiven them. A few narrations which indicate the nature of love of the acts of Hajj have been mentioned. All acts of Hajj, it will be found, are permeated with the flavor of love. A cursory glance at the various rites of Hajj will make this clear. Wandering in the hills of Muzdalifah and Arafat, shouting and proclaiming Labbaik, wandering about bareheaded, donning two unsewn garments, wearing garments like the dead, refraining from cutting or trimming the hair and nails, not being even allowed to kill lice, running to and fro between Safa and Marwa, the tawaf of the Kaaba, kissing the black stone, glancing with love at the Kaaba, pelting the Jamarat, sacrificing animals, together with the many prohibitions and restrictions, are all acts which are strongly influenced by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ibadat of Hajj, love overwhelms intelligence. The ibadat of hajj is for those in love with their Creator. So certain things in these acts are waived for women because of the consideration of parda. InshaAllah, we'll continue next week.